It's Sunday, February 6, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast.
Podcasting almost live.
The Everything Digital Podcast. If it's digital, you're going to hear about it. Unless it's Windows.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. About 9:02 on the West Coast here. And, well, pretty exciting day. Got a lot to talk about on the show, and I don't think I'm going to have time for it all. Actually, already done a little rescheduling and reformatting of the show notes just to sort of shorten everything up because, it's pretty late, so, or at least it will be pretty late by the time the show's over. So, let's see. Why don't we just go right ahead to the 5 5-second news headlines? Sony's PlayStation Portable now has a confirmed release date of March 24th. A worm transmitted via MSN Messenger has been raised to a medium threat level in an effort to slow its spreading. The RIAA is suing an 83-year-old deceased woman with claims that she had previously shared at least 700 songs on the internet. And Palm One has raised the price of its unlocked Trio 650 phones, giving an error in pricing as an explanation for the increase. Also, a former software engineer at AOL has pleaded guilty to selling the usernames and email addresses of 92 million users. Those are just the short headlines. There are, of course, links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. Alright. Stop that and, let's talk about the Super Bowl. Just finished that and then saw the Simpsons new episode after that, and then went right into the studio and started the podcast. The game was great. I love the game. Tied at the, at the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter. That was pretty exciting. And in the end, if you didn't see it, New England did end up winning, and, it was it actually got pretty close. It was within within 3 points, I think, at the end. But then an interception by New England on the last play, second to last play, I believe, just basically wiped out any chances of of New England's lead being sucked away. Another thing I noticed, the ads were not very good. Super Bowl ads, you expect a certain quality and a certain, humor. And there were a lot of ads that were sort of, trying too hard to be funny, maybe, or just not that funny in the first place. So I'd say the award for the funniest ad in the Super Bowl goes to FedEx. For talking about how to make a good Super Bowl ad. It was a little spot about they had 10 rules for a successful Super Bowl ad. And, dancing animal, talking animal, celebrity, famous pop song, extra ending. They had all these things, and they just did this, like, huge collection of stuff you kind of expect to see in Super Bowl commercials. And then it was funny, you ended up, that was one of the first commercials, and after that, and they probably intended this when they booked a spot so close to the beginning. In all the commercials after that, you totally saw that trend. They followed all the steps. Oh, just a second. Getting rid of the latency. There we go. Otherwise, I'm going to get that drunken sound that is so typical of well, any computer, any podcast being recorded on a computer. Okay, so anyway, commercials weren't very good. There was FedEx one. There was the iTunes one, iTunes and Pepsi, which not as good as last year's. And I don't know. It was like I thought about playing it on the show, but I just didn't have time to go find it on the internet. It's like there's a bunch of people with Pepsi bottles, and it actually played twice, different forms of it. And then they take the cap off the Pepsi bottle, and it starts playing music. Music just starts coming out of everywhere. And then they'll put the cap back on, and the music stops. And it happens in all sorts of different circumstances, and then at the end it goes, "Your song is in the bottle," and then shows iTunes and Pepsi. Well, it was good, but it wasn't, just wasn't that, groundbreaking or that, momentous, and as were most of the ads, so disappointing on the ad front this year. And, let's see, as far as Fox's coverage, it was very toned down. There was not much, well, I guess they're called the Attitude Network, aren't they? And it's funny that last year, CBS, the Tiffany Network, right, had the infamous Janet Jackson incident, while this year, Fox, the Attitude Network, had an extremely clean Super Bowl, and family-friendly at that. All right, something else. I've noticed a huge increase in the number of Gmail invites that I have on my Gmail account. I don't know if it's just me, but I have 50 invites left to give away. And I think maybe they're sort of spreading the service out more, and maybe they're even preparing for a public release, which it's certainly been long enough. Pretty much anyone who wants a Gmail invite now can get one. There are so many in circulation. But I think they're trying to get it a little further to the point where it's not just people who want one, but it's people whose friends think they would want one. Because if you've got 50 invites, well, you basically just open up your address book and start firing them out to everyone on your address book. So, well, if anyone wants an invite, anyone doesn't have Gmail, who wants Gmail, I'd be happy to send you one, and I don't know if this is just me or not, but hey, I got 50 invites. Let's see, another thing, Google Local. I think they're trying to compete with MSN here, but they've launched a new service, or at least I think it's new. It's new to me, it's just got this little local link on Google's homepage, and if you click on it, takes you to a local page. You can search, you can put in a city, and then you say what you want. I'm going to have to copy and paste something here. Why don't I get, why not? All right, I'm copying day here from the show notes and pasting it in here. All right, let's see what there is named day near me. Guessing Days Inn, Casablanca Salon and Day Spa. Now the nice thing here, and this is great the way they do this. You got your usual Google results type list, but it's got a link to their site. I think what is this? Their entry in the Google database, and then below that it's got their phone number, and to the right it's got their address. And you can click for directions. It tells you how far it is away from your house. And then if you look to the right, there's this map that has all the points that it just found for you mapped out right in front of you. So really very cool. And yeah, nice tool. And I think they've just trumped MSN like Google tends to do. And one more thing before we get to the non-RIAA music I've got planned. The New York Times picked it up from the Associated Press, but there is an article on podcasting in the New York Times, and I posted a link to this on everythingdigital.org, but they really got the facts straight. And they provided links to websites that actually have been updated in the past couple days. Most of the articles that are written end up linking, I forget what it is, like podcasting.com or something, and it's this website that hasn't been updated in 6 months. So that's good. They seem to have done their research, and they've got an interview on there with Adam Curry and with I forget his name, but from godcast.org, and sort of organizing all the religious podcasts that are out there. And good article. Nothing I didn't know already, but certainly stuff that the normal readers of the New York Times don't know yet. All right. This is February Day from Dusk Radio, and how fitting, since it is a February Day, one of the first, well, getting quite into it now, but I'll stop talking so you can hear your non-IAA music. Here you go. Digital podcast, and I got my New York Times circuit section, and I'm going to give it a good flip through, shall we? All right, if I could get the microphone cable to stretch, clearing the area here so I can spread it out. All right. Oh. Guess what? I just realized that I haven't read this yet, so we'll be doing this improv. Oh boy. Okay, main article. Not just for emergencies anymore. With family plans, cell phones become a part of many older Americans' lives. Alright, pretty straightforward. Old people using cell phones and getting into the trend. Not just because, or not just in case there's an emergency. Pay radio becomes personal. What is this? This is XM and Sirius customizing stations and... Oh, no, not customizing stations. What am I saying? They are... Maybe they are. I really should read this before I do this. Oh, you can hear me hacking it up on the Everything Digital podcast. Alright. Inkjet Printers at a Chicago restaurant. Two-dimensional food adds a new twist to dinner. Printing out menus and pictures of the food items using an inkjet printer. And I'm seeing in the little inside column, I'm seeing something about the Altoids box MP3 player that was circulating around the internet a couple weeks ago, I think it was. All right, here's the news watch. Bluetooth headset takes the wind out of your calls. Oh, wind-canceling Bluetooth headset. That is a good idea. That is that's something I'd buy. That is a definite problem. Punch and kick with abandon with a wireless controller. Looks like a video game controller that is wireless. Oh, and it's customized for, let's see, PlayStation 2 and Xbox, and games like Mortal Kombat and Dead or Alive. Let's see what else. Don't touch that roll. Software monitors dieters, and I've seen this kind of stuff before. This is like Palm OS applications that help you monitor your food intake and calorie intake and all that good stuff. Smart scale tracks weight loss and offers encouraging words. That's a fun idea. That's pretty straightforward. It's a scale that tells you how much you've lost or how much you've gained and tells you what to do in a nice encouraging way. A remote for the times when the iPod isn't portable. This is the AirClick remote, which allows you to play, skip, and repeat tracks from up to 60 feet away. And virtual home theater promises immersion and fits on your head. Little portable home theater. Subscription satellite radio becomes personal. This is what we were talking about. And I think I understand what this is now. This is this XM2Go player that is essentially an XM receiver in a little portable device. So, very cool. And let's see. There's video game section, which I'm not going to go into detail with, but curiously high-tech hacks for a classic tin. This is the Altoids MP3 player and, MP3 player out of an Altoids tin that connects to a FireWire port and plays music. What else have we got in here? You know, I'll have to actually read this sometime, hopefully before Thursday, before the next Circuits comes out. More on No Longer Just for Emergencies, and more on the printing dinner items. And there are two articles on the back page. A Beacon of Hope for the Adventurer in Peril. It's a little emergency contact device, seems like. It's a little beacon that you just carry with you when you're skiing or hiking or anything like that, and just sends a message to the authorities where you are and where they can come and find and rescue you. That next call may come from a wireless hotspot. Voice over Wi-Fi handsets would connect calls using local area networks like those in airports and coffee bars. Yep. Like that Skype, or not Skype, it's Vodafone, I think, that's doing this new handset that connects to Wi-Fi networks just wherever you are and sort of acts as a is a Wi-Fi cell phone. So that's very good. And that is the New York Times circuit section. Gonna be about 20, a little over 20 minutes, depending on how long this outro music takes today, but, yeah, sorry for the kind of rushed podcast, and the, well, not very prepared, podcast. Just have been fairly busy, and, of course, the Super Bowl today tied me up as well. So, here we go. This is You Give Me Strength from Goodbye Blue Monday. Feel free to post comments at everythingdigital.org, or you can email me, alan@everythingdigital.org, or you can, or you can Skype me, everythingdigital, or you can AOL Instant Messenger me, podcaster, or you can call, lots of options here, or you can call 484-737-0669, leave one of those audio comments, and I have tripping over my words here. I think it's partly due to latency and partly due to the lateness. Latency and lateness. Alright. Now on to the lengthy and for now very complicated post-production process, which I really hope to clean up with a couple Apple scripts, but more on that in a future podcast. For now, stay subscribed. I'm Alan Joyce, and I'll see you on the next podcast.
I'm sick and tired of this pain, though it's killing me. I've done so wrong, and done no right. Ain't nothing left to me, I can't be satisfied.
Thank you.